All right, I'm ready to get started. I don't know about you guys.
Yep, I'm ready.
Ready to
That
go?
should go good.
Sweet. So, our campaign starts, as I said last time, in the wonderful nation of Katapesh. The three of you have recently escaped the city of Katapesh, or left the city of Katapesh for various reasons. Two of you having escaped your sort of religious past, and the third being on somewhat of a mission to explore the western highlands of the nation of Katapesh. And you depart the city on a trade route that leads west from the city of Katapesh to Sulku, on a roughly, let's say, path like this. So not crossing the central desert of the nation right across, but sort of following the border between the deserts and the sort of more savanna plains-like geography of the south. You were given three camels as part of your mission to go west, and hired by a rather rich merchant man who told you that his daughter Alma was crossing on a caravan in the other direction from Sulku to Katapesh, and he was worried about her. And he hired you to meet up with her caravan and assist her in any way that she asks of you. And told I suppose he would have given you some payment up front, so the three of you can add like 25 gold to your inventory or something like that. That is everybody but our barbarian.
You get nothing, you lose,
Yes, I'm
Gedaisa.
sorry. I'm sorry, you get nothing. But he would have also said that Alma will pay you further for services. This is just sort of your advance fee.
Makes sense.
So yeah, as you have been traveling west, a couple days into your journey, a man dying of thirst stumbles into your camp as you're camping for the night. As you're in the one of the more wild stretches, although the route you're on does have some villages and towns here and there, one of your days is spent traveling almost entirely through dead wilderness. And a man looking like he just left some sort of tribe or something like that, who clearly hasn't seen civilization in probably ever, stumbles into your camp dying of thirst, and you chose to give him water and hospitality, and absolutely. That looks like pee, but you know, when you're dying of thirst, anything will do.
The Bear Grylls School of Barbarian.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I guess judging his character to be sort of not particularly threatening,
Relatively.
yes, you chose to let him join your group for the time being. And in the next town, you bought a camel for him too, so everybody gets a camel. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay, camels.
So all
They
in
have a
all,
spitting contest.
absolutely.
Mine
You know,
wins.
I looked at camels in the Pathfinder and book, and they literally have an ability called spit. It's fucking great.
Oh, really? That's
They can
amazing.
spit a creature, and then the creature has
Whoa.
to make a save, or it's blinded. It's great.
Wow.
Very accurate camel.
So you have been traveling for roundabout somewhere around, like, let's say 140, 150 miles, 140 miles. And it's approaching the end of your fourth day on Camelback. The village you spent the night in last night told you that if you go for pretty much the entire day the next day, then you'll be able to reach the midway point, which is called Sultan's Claw. And so you have been doing just that for the entirety of the day. And you have probably never been here, and you don't know what Sultan's Claw looks like, but they kind of told you you'll know when you see it. And as the day approaches evening, as the sort of twilight begins to approach, you are going up sort of a hill in the rocky terrain around you. Again, to the right of you, to the north, you can see the great desert spanning out, but that is not where you're traveling. You're traveling in sort of more like rocky terrain at the moment, not sands. And as you're approaching this hill, you begin to see a little plume of black smoke just curling out from behind it.
That's not.
It's not like on the horizon. In fact, it's probably just over the hill, like a mile away from you or so. And it starts out as just a little wisp, like maybe just from like a campfire. And then as you're riding to the top of the hill, it quickly gets darker and bigger, like the fire that is feeding it is growing.
That's not good.
Oh, should we go help?
Probably, yeah. No, that's some.
So it's kind of over the hill. How tall is the hill? What would we have to do to go take a better look?
The path, the road that you're on goes to the hill, and you think in like half a mile you'll be at the top of this hill. So,
okay, so
it's like a gentle rise, you know, going.
I smack the camel to get going faster.
I just want to check real fast. Jeff, is your mic working? I haven't heard you.
Yeah, my mic's working.
Okay, just wanted to check so that you weren't talking into a muted mic for the next hour. It's all good. So yeah, as you begin to race to the top of this hill, you reach the top and you actually see the tops of a tree before you see what's actually causing the fire. And as you crest the hill and see the scene before you, I suppose I will put you on this map now.
Oh shit, it's a map.
Mm-hmm. So here's
Royal Die.
Yes, and then make DC 20 con saves. No.
Oh no.
So yes, as you begin to race to the top of this hill, the top branches of a tree begin to poke out, and eventually you see the rest of the tree, and you now realize what Sultan's Claw is and how this tree got the name, because it is a dead, blackened, charred tree with no leaves of any kind growing on it, and there are four main branches growing up and sort of a fifth one growing sideways that's a little shorter, and it very much resembles sort of like a hand or claw poking out of the ground. And at the base of this tree, you sort of see three trails meet in like a T intersection, with the one you're on going east and west and another one sort of going north. And also at the base of this tree has camped a small caravan of multicolored wagons, six of them. Behind them, you see a small pen with camels in them, in it. And you immediately realize, of course, what the source of the smoke is, as one of the wagons that is right below this tree appears to be on fire. And you see people running back and forth between the wagon and a big barrel of water with buckets, and they're trying to put the fire out.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna immediately go and help them out.
Yep, same here.
You should help them.
Okay, so the four of you run forward, on camelback, continuing to approach, and as you get to within, let's say, 50, 60 feet of this burning wagon, Solus, I believe, right? Civis, I'm sorry. Civis, who I will say is in front for our purposes here, our URNT paladin. As you begin to get closer to the wagon, something a little strange happens in your mind. Time almost seems to stretch and elongate until, as you're about 50 feet away from it, time almost stops for a couple seconds for you. And you have a very strange feeling for just a couple seconds, as almost like you're a guest in your own body. Like you're not Civis, the UNT Serpentfolk, you're just an observer watching Civis, the UNT Serpentfolk, go about his life. And you're frozen for a few seconds, and you can almost feel like invisible threads pulling you in all directions, and you're unable to move. And in those
few seconds, notice anything?
The rest of you do not observe this, no, and time does not stop for you.
Okay.
And as these 2 or 3 seconds go by, you see, Civis, a gust of wind, I suppose all of you would see this, but a gust of wind blows through the campsite, which causes the flaming wagon to sort of shoot a jet of fire out the side. And this causes some of the contents of the caravan to sort of go flying out the side, including a deck of cards that was apparently inside that is still on fire. The cards come spilling out in all directions. And as you stand there frozen, Civis, one of the cards sort of comes flying out, twirling through the air right towards you, and lands square in the center of your chest. Fortunately for you, you're wearing armor. You think it might have actually burned you a little bit. And as it plants, you see that there is a great Inferno and Firestorm drawn on the card, and the words say the Cyclone. And in this instant, all of you see a giant explosion rip through this wagon, and the several people that were close to it with buckets are actually thrown backwards about 10 feet, at which point the Sultan's Claw, the tree, also ignites in brilliant flame.
Uh-oh.
And this is where the title card would play for, you know, Legacy of Fire. Boom, if we had a title card. All right.
Camera pans up.
I see it.
Exactly. The James Bond theme plays. Yeah, time unfreezes for you. What do you do?
So I guess I'm going to pull the card off my chest and just put it in my pouch for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then go forward. And the people that knocked over by the explosion, are they getting back up or are they...
Some of them have gotten back up. A couple are just lying on the ground, seemingly knocked out.
So yeah, I'm going to head over to the people laying down on the ground that aren't moving and stuff like that.
Okay, fantastic. So you'll run over and you see that out of one of the wagons runs out a older looking dark skinned man that looks kind of like this. He's got sort of white hair, big white beard, something like a red and blue turban on his head. And he runs out and begins to attempt to administer aid to these two burned individuals that are lying on the ground, bleeding out as well.
Yeah, I'll use my lay on hands.
Give okay. HP, so you can, I think you have 5 points to spend there, right?
Yep, yeah. And you said there's two of them or three of them?
There's two people on the ground that are currently unconscious and you think probably dying. Cool.
So as soon as I get to one of them, I'll just use my action to lay on hands and drop an HP on them.
Fantastic.
It turns out I don't actually have a healing spell. Oh, well.
Fantastic. This individual who is sort of dressed like, I suppose, like a mercenary would be, the man, you see some of his burns heal and his eyes flutter open. He's awake as the old man tends to the other burned victim.
So the fire, is it, does it look like completely out of control now, or does it still look manageable?
The wagon fire, the wagon is definitely burning quite intensely now. And in fact, the wagon next to it, you see a couple people walk over and they begin to attempt to pull it out of the way so that it does not also catch fire. But there's four of them and the wagon is quite heavy and they're struggling.
Can I go over there and help them do that?
Absolutely.
I want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to rush forward and try to get how many of our people are still handling buckets to try to form a line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. As you do, you also see the purple wagon in the back here. You see sort of like a regal-looking woman come out of it. She looks like this. I'll show you two different pictures. This is what she actually looks like. She's wearing sort of like a light blue white headscarf with some sort of jewelry poking out. Judging by her dress, she's definitely high class, high status. Mm-hmm. This, I don't like this other picture, but this is just to give you an idea of how she's dressed. There we go. So she's wearing various silks here and there. Pants, not a dress, but...
And all her fingers are broken.
And all her fingers are broken. I don't think the artist that drew this has ever seen a human hand.
Yeah.
And the other hand is also like Hellboy hand. Look at it. It's like a weird red, like V for Vendetta burned hand. It's so strange.
Yeah, it's the shading of it. It's a bit too pink, yeah.
Yeah. But the rest of the picture is good. I like the outfit. Yeah. Anyway, this woman runs out, and several of the guards that were standing around guarding her wagon, she yells to them, and they also begin to join in this fire brigade. So,
Is there enough people to kind of form a line?
Absolutely. It's you, several soldiers or mercenaries, and another man in a headscarf or turban joins you, who looks like this.
Okay.
And you are... Sorry, can I get a strength check from Boar, if you're attempting to push this wagon out of the way? The first roll of the campaign.
Huh.
Don't fuck it up. If it's a 1, then we have to end the campaign right now.
That's true. All right. 1 in 20.
if the other guy hasn't finished stabilizing the other burn victim, I'm going to go over and lay on hands him too.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you spent all points on that, or did you spend one? 10, okay.
No, I just spent one.
All right.
One auto-stabilizes.
Is that your... is that with your strength bonus?
So if you pull up your character sheet, if you just hit strength, it should auto-roll with your bonuses.
He messed up the first roll.
There you go.
Fantastic. 16. So there are four burly-looking mercenary dudes trying to aid you on that. And let's see how well they aid you. Average.
Oh, crit fail.
Yeah, two fails, two successes, basically. And,
good thing crit fails don't work on skill checks.
Yeah. And the five of you pushing together, it's slow going, but you've moved it a couple feet, and it's a heavy wagon. It's not made to be pushed by people, that's for sure. Yep. You can see the flames sort of licking the side of it, and you think it's close to catching fire.
Is there anyone who's trying to like salvage anything from the burning wagon?
No, they're trying to. It's too dangerous to go in there at the moment. You think it's a conflagration. There's they're just trying to put the fire out at this point.
All right. Okay, so
I'm barking orders out as like get a couple buckets on that other wagon that are pushing.
Yeah. Can I make a persuasion check to kind of help like rally people in general?
Absolutely, go for it.
Organize things. Okay, I'll do a persuasion as a 9.
They sort of turn in your direction, but you having just arrived, they're not really going to listen to your orders yet, especially when the person that is actually paying them is here and ordering them around. Now that you guys are here in the middle of the camp, you also see another scene that's going on in the back here, which is that the camels are for now in their pen, but for some reason a couple of goats have either escaped the pen or possibly were never penned in when the fire started. And there's an older man and older woman who are frantically trying to run around and gather these goats as they're just freaking out because of the fire. And it's not going so well for them because there's only two of them and more than two goats.
All right. Are there enough people in the brigade where I could go help? Because that seems my area of expertise.
Yeah, the brigade right now is about 7 people. So if you were to leave, there'd be 6, you think.
Okay.
Did we manage to move the cart away from it safely?
Not yet. You're in the process of pushing it away. I'll have you roll more checks in a bit.
If he leaves, I'll join the water brigade.
Right.
Or if she leaves, rather.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sivis, the older man in the turban who stepped out does seem to cast some sort of healing spell, and you see the other wounded person is also stabilized.
Okay.
Positives.
And Sivis is like, help me, drag them away from here.
Alright, yeah, I'll grab a back of their collar.
Yeah. So the two of you drag those people a little further from the burning inferno.
So I just try to charge and tackle one of these,
One of the goats? Fantastic. Yeah. I would have made that a dex check to grab the goat. What would be your roll? 16 with dex? Oh, heck yeah.
27.
Fucking fantastic. You just like a cowboy rancher, you just jump on the back of it and you can take it wherever you want. It's under your complete control, basically. Exactly.
Okay. Goddamn. Nat 20 within the first 10 minutes.
Solid. All right, Bor, you and the four mercenaries are attempting to push this wagon again. Let's do some more strength checks here. Okay, they're not doing so hot. Oh, yeah.
20.
If you had the 3D dice on, did you see that just subtly roll from the 2 to the 20?
It's hidden behind someone's portrait.
Yeah, it's hidden behind Jeff's portrait for me.
Nat 20. As the four of them are, their feet are slipping on the soft surface, and it's just not working for them. Boar lets out a huge grunt and pushing from the back, you think probably doing 80% of the work, The cart slides. The cart slides forward and rolls about 10 feet before coming to a stop safely out of the range of the
nice.
Fire. Exactly. The fire brigade.
I'm just giving it like a yoo-hoo over here.
Yeah. The fire brigade at this point, you do see the. Some of them have splashed water on the side of this wagon that isn't yet on fire, which seems to have prevented it from going up in flames. And they're continuing to dump water on the still burning wagon, and you do see it beginning to die down a little bit. They're getting it under control.
I guess I'll try to get one of the other goats.
Okay.
Now that I let it to its owner.
Well, what are you going to do with the first goat?
Take it to one of the people that were helping out. Should I just toss this in the pen with the camels?
Okay. He says that, just literally throw it in there. Pick it up and throw it.
Okay. Yeah, I just picked it up and hucked it in and chased after the other one.
The goat kind of flips over and then quickly bleats and rights itself, and you begin chasing after another goat. Give me, you can give me a dex, or if you have animal handling, you can roll me that.
Yeah, dex will probably be better.
Okay. Okay, you're chasing after a goat. It's managing to outrun you at the moment. So,
how many goats are left running around?
Can I use my feline agility to get my burst of speed?
Absolutely, I'll allow that. Okay. Yes, you managed to catch up to the goat using that, and sort of grab it around the neck with both arms like this. You think exactly. You don't. You sort of look around, and you think all of the goats that are here have been wrangled. There's none running around or running away right now, so that situation is also under control now.
Okay.
I just want to yell out to him. Nicely done.
Same to you, buddy.
So you said the tree was catching fire, though, right?
Yes, it did catch into brilliant orange flame. At the moment, the wagon exploded as well.
So I guess I'd like to try and start climbing up the tree, and as I walk by the wagon, look inside to see if I can see anybody stuck in there or something like that.
Okay, make me a perception check as you walk past the wagon. Oh, that's really Ooh. Solid. You think you catch a glimpse of like somebody's brightly colored pant leg poking out, and that person is very much on fire.
Alright, and I'd like to try and grab it and pull him out if I can.
Okay, you're gonna run into the burning wagon then.
Well, not run into
when
it,
you put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I can reach their foot and drag them out.
You can,
if I need to hold up a shield or something like that.
Okay, I'm gonna ask for a con save from you then. To avoid the intense heat that's in there. Okay, I'm gonna say you will take half of this damage. So you just take 1 point of damage. As you shield yourself and hold your breath from the intense smoke billowing out, and grab the man's leg and pull him out. And you think it's a pretty safe bet this man is dead. His skin is black. He is burning. You think you were too late for him.
All right.
But his body has been pulled out of the wagon at the very least.
All right. Then I'm going to move up to the tree then.
Okay.
Well, I guess I pull him a little ways away and then move up to the tree.
Okay. The fire brigade at this point is mostly got the fire under control. There's still some smoke coming off the wagon, and they're continuing to pour water onto it to get that to stop. And you can... I'll have you make a strength athletics for that the climb to climb the little ridge to the tree. Solid, yeah. You scramble your way up, and you're standing next to the tree burning in great orange flame.
I will run over to the well, pick up my own bucket, and start running it over to toss it up to Jeff's character, whose name is, I know this, Sivis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll do the same thing.
Okay.
That tree is, like, clearly and, like, at the very
vividly
least...
on fire.
Vividly on fire, but also ancient and, like, a marvel. It's something worth protecting, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be controlling my own, like, little icon, or are you doing that?
Yeah, you should have control of this guy down here, right?
Yeah, yep. I just didn't know if you wanted me to be...
No, you can, you can feel free to move your token as you want, yeah.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So, right as you begin tossing buckets to Sivis up top, or possibly beginning to climb your way up there yourself, the flames in the tree go out just like that.
What?
That
was very good!
I'm making an Arcana check?
Okay, make me an Arcana check. That is very appropriate. Arcana 15.
What did you...
You definitely...
What did you do, Sivis?
You definitely think some magical shit was involved. The tree just spontaneously combusted and turned off again.
Yeah, no, something's weird here. Something magical is afoot.
Fire was
something magical, you
say. Sivis.
It was very effective.
yes.
So you rolled.
I don't think so.
You rolled intimidation.
Intimidated the fire going out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was it.
The fire.
You shout at the fire, which depletes the oxygen in the area and puts the fire out. That's how it works.
Very well done, my friend.
This makes sense.
What about that? Is that wagon still on fire?
The wagon fire has been put out. I guess let me delete the fire.
So I look down at the people because now I'm like up. Halfway up the rock at this point, I look down at the people, and what are their reactions to this?
None of them seem to be paying much attention to the tree. Some of them are staring at the charred corpse that is lying by the wagon in a little bit of horror. Some of them are tending to each other who suffered burns during this event, even if they weren't, you know, knocked
unconscious. Anyone who does not appear immediately occupied, I'll be like, but the fire, where'd it go? I point up at the tree.
This regal looking olive skinned woman in the headdress looks at you and then notices the other three of you. She turns to the other man that was in the white turban and looks at him and says, Garavel, follow me. Takes a couple of steps over towards her wagon, the purple wagon, and then turns around and sort of looks at the four of you again. Actually, four of you, follow me as well.
Okay. I will follow her.
My curiosity is...
I want to ask her where we're going first.
Purple wagon, I believe.
Yeah, she's leading you to her wagon. To the purple wagon. On this map, you don't have to worry about moving tactically or anything. This is just for your
visuals.
Exactly. In an encounter, you can move precisely here. It's just for roleplay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Boar. I'm pretty sure you can take them.
I'd like to take a look at the tree first, if I could.
Absolutely.
See if it's still hot or something like that.
Yes. Give me a... Yeah, perception.
Excuse me.
Ten. There is a little bit of heat coming off the tree, yeah. Yeah, that's the best you get. It seems charred, but you think it was charred before you got here, so that's not really telling you much.
Yeah, then after checking it out, then I'd move towards the wagon.
Okay. Okay, so this woman will lead you and the other man into her wagon. As you approach it, you definitely see that it is by far the fanciest wagon here. The door is actually sheets of silk hanging down and pink and purple with beaded curtains right behind it as well. And as you sort of step in, you get a strong smell of perfume. And you see that the entire wagon is actually just like a giant bedroom with like essentially a queen-sized bed on one side of it and like a dresser on the other with a mirror and some perfume bottles and like a box of jewelry.
Oh, I like this very much.
Oh, this is too much.
A little ostentatious for Boar.
I didn't get anything like this growing up. This is great.
Why did you bring us here?
Well, you four arrived on the scene after the fire started, which means that, in a way, although we have just met, you are the only four that I know for sure, well, except me and Garavel here, that did not start the fire.
You think that this was planned?
I am certainly not ruling that out. The fact that is why you're here. She turns to the other man. Says, Garavel, I believe somebody started this fire, and I wish you to investigate it. Like I said, although I don't know these four, I assume you are the four that my father hired. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Your name is Alma, I presume.
What her name was.
Yes.
Or what the name of the princess that we were
to... Yes, the name of the princess that you were told to meet is Alma. And she says, my name is Alma.
Fortune favors us today.
I believe your father did hire us.
Well, what you should have told my father is that I am a grown woman, and I can take care of myself, and I can organize my own security and my own travel as I have done. But, now that you are here, I suppose I will not be kicking you out. Might as well find some use for you. And you can begin by earning my trust here. Like I said, even though we have just met, you are the only people here that I know did not start this fire. Started well before you showed up. And
it's
Garavel, of course.
Irony.
Yes, precisely. And Garavel, of course, but I trust him absolutely in everything.
I just nod. Well, how can we help?
Investigate. Find what happened here.
Do you have any potential leads, things that we could possibly work off of? Anyone who you haven't worked with before? In your caravan or anything like that?
She says, thinks about it for a second. Well, me and Garavel have been together for most of our lives, but the rest of these I mostly hired pretty recently. In fact, the mercenaries were hired just in Solko only a couple of days ago. The four guards are of my family's house, and I trust them, but you should investigate them just in case. The hunter, he's new. I don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
The cleric, I like him, but, you never know. Ask about him as well.
I need my notes.
And the fortune teller.
Who is it? The fortune teller, okay.
She says, and the fortune teller, well... Unless it was suicide, I suppose he is definitely innocent of this crime.
It was a fortune teller's tent that went up.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. Did you notice anybody?
Go ahead.
Has anybody recently got a fortune told by them?
Me. He was telling me. That's why I hired him. I'm from Varisia, and in my culture, it is. It's very common to read the cards and the stars for guidance. Mm.
That is why you hired him.
Yes, that is why I hired him. Although it is, I don't know, it just did not feel right without somebody like that. So I decided to have him come along, and he did not read me any particularly pleasant fortunes. Most of the things he seemed to talk about discussed death and destruction and... fire.
Certainly seems like some of that came to pass.
I'm afraid you're right.
Where are the people in the caravan? Are they gathered around the...
They're milling around outside.
Okay, so who owns which cart?
She says, well, this is my wagon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Eloas, the fortune teller, his was the one that has burned. Zastoran is the cleric. He has his own wagon.
And which one is that? Which color?
The green one. The rest of the mercenaries, the camel drivers, and my honor guards, they share the remaining three wagons.
I see.
Or just gonna walk over and yell, "Who started the fire?"
Borg, please.
Direct ideas sometimes work.
The
most
direct route to finding out this issue.
Would you like to make perhaps a persuasion or intimidation check with that?
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Let's go with the
very short thing. Natural 20. Here we go. All right.
Intimidation 13. The giant seven to eight foot tall tower of a man steps into the middle of camp, and shouts, "Who started the fire?" And everyone backs away a little bit. A couple of the mercenaries sort of put their hands on the hilt of their swords. Everybody looks around at each other. No one really says anything.
It was worth a shot.
I don't think anyone started the fire.
With respect, Boar, sometimes these things are a little bit harder to figure out than merely just asking.
Some people don't want to be directly.
But some people lie.
That is true. Some people do lie. And it is our job to figure out who is the liars.
These are not good people.
No. One of them, at least, not a good person.
Possibly. I go back to our source of money.
To Alma?
And Tolma. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to freaking remember these names. T-U-L-M-A?
Oh, so you...
A-L-M-A.
So if you go to the journal tab, you will see that I have shown you some handouts, and you can continue seeing...
Aha! Uh-huh. Ah, Alma, okay.
Yes, yeah, so there's Alma...
M-A-H. Okay,
she introduced she introduced the man that is apparently like her right hand as Garavel, and the cleric, who is the man in the turban, as Zastaran.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I'm just taking notes and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last character that I've really played in any tabletop role-playing game is a robot, so I got... eidetic memory for free, so I don't have to take
you
notes.
You just have to ask the DM what happened.
Like, yeah, basically. And he's just like, well, I guess I have to tell you, because it makes complete sense that a robot would be able to remember everything.
I'm going to kind of walk around and just kind of inspect everybody, look for religious symbols. You want to see if anyone worships a fire or destruction god.
Okay. Make me a religion.
I'm going to ask Alma.
13.
The mercenaries, and anyone really, did they come from any cities or groups that potentially have it out for your family?
Absolutely not. I would not have hired them if I knew of any such associations. They're simply mercenaries.
Yes.
So everybody here was hired by them. There's no one
Alma tells you that she hired everybody. She says that there's four honor guards that guard her wagon that are like from her family's house, and then there's six mercenaries that she hired in Sulku, which for essentially for protection for the caravan as they're traveling across the desert. And if you're looking around sort of outside examining the people that you're standing with, you can definitely kind of see a divide between the two. Whereas the honor guards are dressed very very professionally in leather armors for the desert heat, but still very professionally, sort of well armored, good weapons. The mercenaries are a much more ragtag group who, even by now, probably have just sort of moved the campfire like 20 feet over to be a little further away from the charred destruction, and are just beginning to sit around the campfire and loudly tell stories and drink and to smoke pesh.
Yes.
Boar wants to ask, what's your name, Alma?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your dead?
Just say that again.
Bury them?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
What do they do with their dead? Do they bury them?
We bury them. Some people leave them out in the desert. Some burn them, although that seems rather inappropriate here. I suppose, suppose we will bury him.
I will. Or wants to go over and help them with the body.
Well,
take it off to the side.
Very well, thank there you. I will. I will get several of the brutes out there to assist you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she does just so. She orders a couple men to assist you with digging a grave. While you're walking over there, Boar, you see that there's the older man and woman who were herding the goats earlier and are now sort of like washing down the camels and tending to the frightened animals. You see them sort of wave at you, and you swear that you saw that the woman sort of like wave you over.
Okay, I'll go over there.
Okay.
Over towards the
goats, you said?
Oh, I was gonna say before they start moving the barbecue guide around a lot. I'd like to try and investigate him and see what his injuries are or anything like that.
Okay, that is absolutely something you can do with an investigation check.
I will actually assist that.
Okay, go over there. Roll your roll a investigation as well, Archelios. 13. You get advantage, Jeff, so roll again. Because of his aid, you get an advantage on that, so. Ooh, there it is.
Faster 20.
The two working together, like Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. You will examine this body, and you will find no stab wounds, no signs of violence, nothing like that. You're pretty sure this man just died by smoke inhalation and burns.
Can I make an Arcana check to see if there's anything magical involved in his death? Or probably
it'd be,
not.
It'd be kind of hard because like somebody getting burned by magical fire, somebody getting burned by non-magical fire.
Right.
Kind of the same thing.
Right. Fair enough.
You can investigate the inside of the wagon as well.
I will do that.
Okay.
Are you quite done with the body?
16.
We should be. Yes. We give the body.
Yeah. You let the gravediggers carry away the body. Not that they need the body to dig a grave, but hey, you know. I won't
just
judge.
Just using the hands of the dead guy to dig a grave.
Yes, sorry about that. The religion check. You will in fact not find many religious people in camp at all. You will find that Zastaran has some designs indicating that he is a priest of Nethys. Nethys is the god of magic. He's a neutral god. He's about knowledge and magic, and just that's sort of his areas of interest.
Mm-hmm. Nothing explicitly malicious, though.
Nothing explicitly malicious, no.
Right. Nothing on the hunter.
What were you asking for, Brother Hunter?
Nothing religious on the hunter.
Oh, you have not really seen a hunter person around camp.
That's suspicious. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because she specifically did mention a hunter.
Yeah, she said the hunter.
Yeah.
So I'll return back after I kind of look at everybody in the camp and I notice that numbers aren't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
I walk back into to Alma's tent and say, "Where is your hunter?"
Dashki, he should be out there somewhere. He was. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
When was the last time you saw him?
When we made camp, like an hour ago, probably. Maybe.
How soon before the fire started?
I do not know. I was inside my wagon. You would have to ask somebody who was outside. He's a rough character. He doesn't have a wagon. He sleeps outside. So he would have been outside, and I was inside. I do not know his location.
Okay. I will ask around. Thank you.
Okay. In the meantime, Archelios is investigating the inside of this wagon with a 16. Sivis, are you helping him with that or not?
Yeah, I'll be helping him out.
Sure. Roll an investigation as well, then.
Cool.
Okay. You are just enough help to grant him advantage, so you can do another roll, Archelios.
Yeah, 22.
22, better. I did not think that would improve, but it did.
Yeah.
Very solid. Again, the CSISVU team does a pretty good investigation on the... I'm just looking for the
magical artifacts, and now basically I'm a private investigator.
Mm-hmm. Take a picture and you're like, enhance.
Now rotate the image. Now look at the image from their perspective.
Yes. Now rotate about the Z-axis. So physical examination of the ruined wagon reveals sooty ashes, a few broken bottles or potion vials, a cracked non-magical crystal ball, and several pools of melted wax where candles must once have stood. You also find some coins scattered around and things like that, you know, that would have been worth something to the man.
I'll grab them, and then when the grave is being dug, I'll kind of put them onto his body.
Okay. You will gather almost 50 gold and various coins from...
15 or 50?
50, 50.
Yeah, I'm...
You only
I don't
have
think...
20, right?
Yeah, but I'm also not comfortable taking from a dead man. So
you take you don't need it. Heart, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, I have morals, thank you. So
we have the wrong people investigating. Damn it!
the paladin and
the bard. Yeah.
Yep. A bard who isn't greedy. Oh my gosh.
In the meantime, Boar, you have been sort of called over by the people you assume are the camel drivers, seeing as they're the two taking care of the camels. And they call you over. It's an older man and an older woman. They introduce themselves as Hadra and Hadron and say that they're a married couple. And they you are such a very curious character. Where are you from? We have not seen anybody like you around here.
I'm not from anywhere. I wander.
Oh my goodness! Why you are as tall as a mountain? Why? If I had a daughter, I would absolutely ask for you to marry her or something like that. I mean, wow, that is incredible. I also heard you. The woman sort of lowers her voice. I also heard you saying that you think somebody might have started the fire earlier. Did you say that?
We were informed that the fire may have been started by someone.
Well, if it was anyone, it would have been Dashki. And the man's like,
yes, Dashki is what the name she gives you. And the man's like, yes, I don't trust him. He's a wild and a very rude man, and I think it was a bad idea to hire him in the first place, and I could totally see him doing something like this. And the woman chimes in, yes, and he was just obsessed with that girl, you know, just absolutely obsessed with her. And, you know, probably jealous of the fact that she and that fortune teller had something of a relationship. And the man continues, well, I don't know if that was going on, but yes, he was absolutely jealous. He was watching her all the time, and you know, she didn't realize it.
Was Dashki one of the mercenaries that you hired?
Oh, Dashki's the... No, he was the hunter, the gnoll expert. They hired him for his knowledge of the local gnoll tribes.
I do not think we've seen a hunter around the camp.
He's probably hiding somewhere nearby if he has not fled already, because he was the one who set the fire.
Dashki is potentially a coward, then.
Maybe. I have not seen him fight, but maybe.
Well, I thank you for giving me this information. Hopefully it will be very useful to my group. And just want to kind of bid them goodbye and walk back to the others.
All right.
I'll walk back to Eclipse and just kind of relay the information that I just got.
Yes, Dashki is the hunter that Alma mentioned. I have not seen him around camp.
Should we search for him?
I believe we should. Probably go together.
Okay.
Are you gonna grab Chuck and Watson?
No, you guys are doing a good job here.
Yeah. We don't want to know what you guys are doing in that caravan over there.
Yeah. Excuse you.
You've been gone a long time.
Yeah. No judgments. Just, you know, enjoy yourselves.
Wow.
What looks like a good place for people to hide?
I'll look around the area and see. If I was a hunter, where would I hide?
Okay. Make me, if you guys are just looking for a hidden person, make me a perception. Both of you. Eleven and 12. You do not see anybody hidden. However, you get a couple of people sort of asking you, like, what are you doing? Because you're sort of like walking around looking for somebody hidden.
We are looking for Dashki. Have you seen him?
I think he wandered off in that direction. They point somewhere to, like, the southwest. I think that's just where he's going to be sleeping. Why are you looking for him?
We just need to ask him a few questions.
Okay.
Okay, well, so we want to just start heading that way?
You can find him over there. Yes, they point you somewhere southwest, like to here.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think we'll check out this ridge.
Mm-hmm. Is this all four of you going, or?
Me and Eclipse.
No, I'm going to stay back in camp. So okay. I'm going to try and yell out to everyone that if they have any information about the fire, please let us know.
Yeah, basically. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look around for those cards.
Ah, okay. I love that. You will certainly find some burned cards around. And I will tell you what cards you find, in fact. But you'll need to give me a minute for that.
Very well.
Okay, I'm literally gonna have you draw like three cards from a deck of cards here.
Good.
There's a way to do this. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so cool. I guess I'll just draw.
Oh, whoops. Just,
I think you dealed them out.
I dealt it to all players instead, but,
Okay.
Can we reveal your... Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
So...
Sorry, I've never done this before.
Oh,
I got a really good hand going.
I have straight pair.
So I can actually just play those right there.
Fantastic.
So those are...
Fantastic. That is what I was looking for. Got. And I will tell you. I'll tell you what the three cards you find are. Ten of hearts, six of hearts, seven of diamonds. Ten of hearts. You find a card called the Hidden Truth. Six of hearts. You find a card called. Six of hearts. It'd be nice if they organize these like in order. You find a card called the Cricket. And seven of diamonds, you find a card called the Uprising. That is the three cards you find. You do find others that have been burned to the point of not being recognizable, or just like a little, you know, piece of burned paper. And like tarot cards, these are, like I said, they have like a name and then a picture on them. In fact, you are quite knowledgeable about all things. Can you just roll me like an int check?
I can. Boop.
Fantastic. 15. You have heard of this. It's called a Harrow deck. Harrow is the word right there. It's
H-A-R-R-O-W.
Yep. It's a common fortune-telling deck used by people.
Okay. Interesting. Do I have any idea what those mean? If there's any... symbolic
I could tell you what the picture is on each. Your roll's not quite good enough to actually know like the meaning of each individual mm-hmm. card.
Okay.
However, the uprising has a little hammer symbol on it, the image seems to be like a bunch of people with swords chasing another person.
Hmm.
I said the uprising, the cricket, and sorry, what was the third card there?
Uprising, cricket, and hidden truth.
Ah, thank you. Hidden truth. Hidden truth. The hidden truth shows sort of like a wizard bent over a book, and he seems to be having some sort of eureka moment as if he's just realized something absolutely brilliant. And the cricket. The cricket shows a strange sort of like half human, half insect creature.
Huh.
That is sitting more or less like in a pile of treasure. And the cricket card has a little symbol of a key on it, and the hidden truth card had a little symbol of a book on it.
Hmm. I'll bring these to Alma, and I'll just come up to her and say, I noticed that after one of the explosions, these cards came out of the caravan. I can only assume that they were the fortune tellers.
Yes, this would have been part of the deck he used to see the fates.
Do you have any thoughts on what these might mean? I'm a foreigner in these lands, and your culture is still somewhat unknown to me.
She looks over the cards. I've had my fortune read a couple of times, but I am not skilled at interpreting the cards. The Weaver of the Harrow is a mystical skill to be able to read the meaning out of these cards. Mm. What I can tell you is that the card that kept coming up in my readings was the Cyclone. Like I said, it portended death, destruction, fire.
Hmm.
He seemed to be obsessed with that card. He saw it in his dreams, I think.
I see. What others came up aside from that? Was it mainly just the Cyclone?
That was the only constant. The readings varied, but that card probably came up in more than half of them.
I see. Well, that definitely does not seem like happenstance.
Who knows? My mother would say that the traditions are silly, and they do not represent anything. It is just a bunch of charlatans making money off of us. My father would say the opposite, so I don't know. I don't explicitly believe in the fates being read by a pack of cards, but it just felt wrong to not have a fortune teller around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we are up investigating the ridge. Apparently.
Yes, you guys are heading over to the ridge, and as you get closer, you do in fact see a little bit of a light, as if somebody is lighting like a candle or something like that. As you get closer, you realize that it's actually a pipe, and you see somebody is up here smoking pesh, and you see a raggedy, rough-looking man. Looks like this. He's dressed in clothes that he found thrown out somewhere 10 years ago and hasn't washed once since then. His hair is matted and filthy. You think the man himself hasn't washed in ages. His fingernails and toenails are long and unclipped and only prevented from reaching like a foot long just by natural wear and tear.
Gross.
What is the Mythic WoW Raider doing out in the desert?
Oh Lord!
Ooh,
yeah, and he's wearing Depends, and
my nose immediately just kind of flares and
yeah.
You first, Bar.
Very well. So I'm just going to approach him and just ask him if he's a... Are you Dashki?
Yes.
You don't sound good. Are you all right?
What do you mean?
Man, bad man.
Someone was going to say...
Did you see the fire?
Yes, I saw fire.
Why did you not help stop the fire?
They do not pay me for this.
They did not pay me for this, but I still help. You help when people need help.
He stays silent.
Can you talk to him?
I'll walk up past him, past Boar. Nose still just kind of furled.
Yeah, as you get closer to him, there is an odor coming off of him of a man who has a loose relationship with hygiene.
Right.
That's a great description. Loose relationship with hygiene.
Yeah, I wish I knew that phrase in college. I could pass that as a note. You have a loose relationship with hygiene, don't you?
That would have been... Oh, it'd be so good. That's... So,
we are investigating the events. That's, the fire was very suspicious.
You're saying I started it.
I said nothing of the sort, did I?
Did you start it?
No.
So you had a good vantage point up here. What did you
see?
I was
not here.
Where were you?
He doesn't respond. Make me an insight check.
Both of us or just him?
Both of you can make it. Nice.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Natural 20.
The savant. Zero.
You have the new player luck.
Absolutely. You see, sort of for the first time, a slightly different emotion cross his face, and just for a second, you think that you maybe see something like embarrassment, like he doesn't want to tell you because he's ashamed, and says, "Not here."
Not here. What? Where then?
I was hiding.
Hiding from what?
Just hiding.
Come on, friends. There is suspicion about. You're not helping your case.
I was watching the caravan. I found some evidence.
Sorry, it's Batman now.
Yeah. Found some evidence of what, my friend?
No, that was a joke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. Where were the other camels going?
No, he just says, he says, I was hiding, watching caravan.
Did you watch it burn?
No, I ran.
Did you see it when the fire started, however?
I saw it start. I was in that bush.
He points to this bush over here. This one.
Oh.
Wow.
So what did you see?
I don't know. I saw it. I saw smoke. I saw a little bit of fire. I heard people say, shout for fire and to bring buckets over, and I ran.
The start in the tent.
It was out of my sight.
What were you doing in the bush? Did you have to relieve yourself?
Yes. That's what I was doing.
Do I believe him?
You actually, Boar, you do not believe him, and you see that same little bit of pinkness in his cheek, like he's embarrassed.
Well, I do not believe you.
You
tell me, what were you doing in the bush?
You liked her, don't you?
No.
No, he likes her.
Do I... Do I believe him, or do I go off the information that I had before given to me by, was it Hadra and Hadron?
You can choose to do whatever you want in character. However, your natural 20 insight does tell you that if he's saying, like, I was just in that bush relieving myself or anything like that, then he's not telling the full truth.
We know from your traveling companions that you have feelings for the girl.
Who said that?
It is not important.
Apparently, it's fairly obvious. You don't strike me as the type of man who's very good at hiding their feelings.
You stay silent.
If you do not speak, I will make you speak.
I have nothing. Boy. What do you want? I have nothing to say. I didn't start the fire. I was in the bush.
Who do you know that would start a fire like this?
I don't know. The man was keeping candles inside a wooden wagon. Maybe he just knocked some of them over.
Oh,
this is Pukwampi territory. Maybe he got unlucky and bumped into something.
Oh, you do not see the fire the way that we saw the fire. This was no ordinary candle.
He throws his hands up and just goes like...
What do you think, Bor?
I do not have patience for this long conversation. I just want to walk up to him and just grab him by like the scruff of his clothes and just ask him one more time. This is your last chance. Tell me what you know.
He will try to avoid being grabbed, so can you give me a strength athletics there? Yeah. And I will roll a dex acrobatics for him to try to avoid. Hey, my first roll. See how I do. Holy shit. Okay.
Oh my god.
Bor does not miss.
Yes.
New player luck is real. Holy crap.
That is real. So you lunge at him quickly and suddenly, deceptively quick for your 7.5 foot tall frame. And he tries to jump out of the way, but he's not expecting it. As you give him a big bear hug and essentially say, what were you saying?
Just tell me what you know. This is your last chance.
I said what I know. I don't know who started the fire. I didn't see. I was in the... Fine. I was trying to look in her window. I said it. Yes, that's what I was doing. I was hiding. But I didn't start the fire. How could I have? I was... The wagon was on the other side of the camp. What, do you think I'm a magician? Throw fireballs?
I look around, does he have a bow?
No, he has two scimitars.
Two scimitars, okay. He doesn't have any sort of ranged weapon.
Not on him, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your honesty. Please return to the camp so we can keep an eye on everybody. Something suspicious is going around. We want to protect you.
I'll let him go.
Okay, you let him go.
But just give him a hard stare.
He looks at you with not a very happy expression. Like, he's going to remember the fact that you physically grabbed him.
He will remember that.
Exactly. minus 3,000 rep with Dashki.
Oh, damn.
Can
son.
Can we like escort him back to the
camp? He will actually follow you, but yeah, you can. Yeah. And he will actually says, "I'm gonna. Something's not right here. I'm gonna look around too. I didn't start it. And if this is what it takes to prove my innocence, then fine, I'll help."
Good. That's all you had to do from the start. We appreciate your help.
Okay. He starts looking around on the ground for footprints and stuff like that.
Alright, I'll step to the side a little bit and talk to Bor. Who told you that he liked her?
Well, there was this very nice couple over by the camels. Their names were Hadra and Hadron.
Oh, they were the ones that
other,
I...
Apparently.
Yes. The ones that I threw goats at. Or four, rather.
Yes, they seemed a little shaken by the flying goats.
Oh. Well,
Fine, you can steal my cards. It's fine.
I'm just trying to get rid of these cards.
Right.
I don't know of any other way to do so.
You just like have to play them or something.
You could probably play them and then delete them. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys just throw them out on the board, I can delete them all.
Now, did they seem quick to accuse?
Yes, they seemed very sure that he was a sketchy fellow. And he may have started the fire.
It's definitely sketchy. Mm. But what do you think? Do you believe him?
Not many would lie in a situation like that.
No, I wouldn't lie if you grabbed me. No.
A little bit rude.
We should at the very least join up with our group and discuss this further.
Agreed.
Okay. As you return to the camp, you see that the four honor guards are back to guarding Alma's wagon. Garavel seems to be standing around, sort of watching Dashki intently as Dashki is pacing around the outside of the camp. By the way, at this point, the sun has set and it is getting quite dark now, so there's a fire lit as the only light source. And Dashki is staying just on the range of, like, where he's barely visible by the firelight and looking at the ground closely for tracks. Like I said, Garavel is watching him, and you hear, like, faint sobbing coming from the direction of the camel pen.
I go to investigate.
Okay. You walk over and you see that the old man, Hadron and Hadra, the man is crying and his wife is comforting him.
What is wrong?
My goat, I just counted, I didn't know how I didn't see it earlier. My goat, it's one of the goats didn't come back.
I thought I got them all. I am very sorry.
I thought so too. He's Italian now, apparently. I thought so as well, but we got all the ones we saw, but Rombard, we did not see him. He must have run off really early. Rombard was my favorite. I don't know where he went. Maybe we'll find him tomorrow. It's too dark to look now.
Yes. I would definitely offer to go look, but I know not these wildernesses, and I fear I will get lost as well.
Okay. For the record, three of you do have dark vision, so that is a
yes.
Yep.
Poor Bart.
We're just by the fire enjoying the light and the heat.
Which race are you?
I'm a half elf. I have dark vision. Yeah.
Who doesn't have the dark
Goliath.
Vision?
It's me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess with my dark vision, I will just kind of take a look around the area and see if I see a goat.
You don't see a goat where you are. The range of the dark vision, I think, is only 60 feet or something.
60 feet,
yeah. So you get a little bit more vision than the humans would, but even with your cat eyes, nothing visible here.
Okay.
Nothing.
So yes, I did speak with the Dashki fellow, and I see what you mean by looking rough. I wish she would take a bath.
You're talking to the camel drivers now?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. While they're still there.
Uh-huh. Yes. He likes the girl way too much. He's obsessed with her, and I don't know. And she's a beautiful young lady, you know. Like if she was my daughter, I would be saying to her, "Oh, you should be getting married already." But he is not the man for her, and she knows that, and everybody knows that, and apparently he doesn't know that. And I don't know.
The heart is a weird thing. One cannot choose who thy loves. But it would seem weird that should he like her so much to cause this pain and anguish, no?
They sort of look at each other and shrug. Maybe you're right, but if he did not start it, then who did?
That's an excellent question. Does anyone here that you know not like her? What are your thoughts on her?
She hired us for 200 gold for 2 week crossing of the desert. We like her quite a lot.
Okay. I'm gonna insight that.
Okay.
You're not there, are you?
Yeah.
If we're grouping as a group.
I generally assume you're as a group.
Okay.
Yeah. Insight. They actually seem fairly honest. When it comes to that, you think they have no hard feelings towards Alma.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no. I'm gonna look around their. Do they have a tent or a hut or something like that?
The camel drivers?
Yeah.
No, you think that they will tell you that they also sleep outside under the stairs.
They sleep outside. Okay. I just want to just take a look over and see if I see any magical-looking focuses.
Not magical-looking stuff, but excuse me, give me an investigation check if you're taking a look around for things.
9.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see much.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
I hope Caravel or you finds the ones who did it. I don't know.
Is pretty much everyone in the caravan pretty close around the fire?
Yeah, pretty much everyone's gathered around the center. Alma's in her wagon. Dashki's pacing around the outside. Everyone else is there.
So I'd like to use my divine sense.
Oh, I see. To look for evil things and such?
Both extremes.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? So you can look for extra good creatures, too?
Sorry. That's not till later. Never mind. Yeah, strong evil.
Strong evil? Okay. Do you need to make a roll for that or no? Perception, right?
As long as it's within 60 feet of me.
Okay.
And it doesn't have full cover. I gotta know if it's celestial, fiend, undead.
Uh-huh. Just make me a perception anyway. In combination with that. Oof. Poor. Then we need the nat 20 man over here. Yes, you walk over to the people that are gathered around the campfire. It's a bit of a sullen mood, but the mercenaries are not too bothered by the fact that a guy just burned to death, apparently. And
that's a mercenary.
And using your divine sense, you sort of take a look at everybody around the camp, and none of them register as evil, fiends, outsiders, anything of the sort. You do get a little bit of a... The best way I can describe it is in The Witcher 3, when Geralt like picks up the smell and you see the little trail. You get something like that, and it's sort of heading maybe in a northeastward direction. Just like a little bit of an odor, like something was here that is not here anymore.
Who's picking that up?
You are, with your divine sense.
No, Sivis.
No, Jeff is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sivis, yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry, what was the question?
I just follow the smell.
Oh, you're following, okay. Yeah, it'll lead you in this direction.
Where are you going?
Walking off in the darkness now?
If I notice, I'm just going to follow.
Yeah, I'm just looking curiosity, head tilted.
Yeah.
You guys would see me probably unsling my hammer for the first time.
What do you see?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just walking off. So if they want to follow, they can follow.
Okay. Yeah, I follow.
Okay. So you guys can follow him and head in the northeast direction. What's your passive perceptions?
Passive perception is 14.
I believe mine is stupid high. One second.
10.
You're a monk, so your whiz should be pretty up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 10 for mine.
pretty sure mine is like 16 or 19. Give me a second.
Yeah, you got probably pretty high. It would be just 10 plus your bonus.
16.
16? Okay.
Yep.
With your dark vision and your high passive perception, as he's following the trail and you're looking around, you will actually see that there are a couple small footprints leading in this direction. And in fact, a couple of small hoof prints as well.
Do they look like goat?
The hoof prints could definitely be a goat. The footprints are... They're weird. They're like dog-sized, but the way they're placed, there's only two of them, like it was a bipedal creature.
But can I roll Arcana? Sorry, can I roll Arcana to see if I know any creatures that are potentially... that would potentially kind of go along with that? Because something doesn't seem right there.
I'm trying to think if there's a more applicable knowledge skill.
Nature, maybe?
I think nature would be better, yeah.
Okay.
You could roll Arcana, but...
Can I help him in that? Because, like, I guess I'll in, like, Boar's travels, he would have seen a lot of traffic,
though. Yeah, just roll your own, I would say.
Yeah, I point out the footprints.
And
nature.
Yeah, nature. And there's also a third set of footprints, which is just looks human. It's like some sort of shoe. 10, 11, 12. Pretty average nature checks. You can roll with advantage, Boar. You sort of live in this area. So, give me another one. Okay, 14. Oh, you have a minus 2. Sick.
Yeah.
You're not really sure. None of you are really sure what it could be. Boar, you've heard of... heard of gnolls live in this area, but those footprints are too small to be gnoll, unless it was like a gnoll child or something. But it looks kind of gnoll-like, maybe some sort of bipedal bestial creature, so walks on 2 feet, but feet very much like a dog's, with sort of claws and paws.
These tracks are unfamiliar to me.
Me as well.
Should we follow them?
I believe we should.
Okay.
Let's stay close.
So as you exit the range of the campfire's light, are you going to light a torch or something? Or because one of you can't see in the dark.
Me. He can hold hands.
Yeah.
I don't think I technically have a torch.
Torches? Let's see.
I do have a torch, yeah.
I have a lamp and some oil.
You also
I have a lamp and some oil.
Your wayfinder can also use the light spell at will.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'll just use my wayfinder and I'll just pop on the light spell.
Okay. So just that, or is anybody else also lighting a torch?
I think we've seen enough fire today.
Okay, fantastic. I forget, Sivis, you took 1 point of damage, right? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I put my health on the 10 for it.
Yep, that's correct. And it auto-updated. Fantastic. Just going to fix the light here. The light spell is a 20-foot bright, 40-foot shadowy, right? I think. I'll just look it up. I think it's 20-40. Light, yes, bright and 20 feet, and dim light for additional 20 feet. Fantastic. So, as you guys head following these tracks that you have now spotted, and following sort of like that's that strange, slightly evil odor that Sivis is following, you arrive here on this map. Scroll to the bottom right. If that didn't do it for you. And you guys can all see something, right? Not a black screen?
Mine's black.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it right in the corner, yeah.
Sivis?
All I see is the token.
Yeah, I just see my token as well.
Oh, hang on.
So if you're trying to do the dynamic lighting, you actually have to set the...
All players see light. That's what I was missing. There we go, right?
Yeah.
So you can go in and select each token. So us has dark vision, you can set us that we can see our own light, but other people can't see that light. So essentially dark vision essentially triggers for us.
Yes, but you should also be able to. So I gave our half elf a light source of 40/20, and all players see light. So you should be able to see his light, right?
Yes.
Yes.
See his. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna treat the dark vision as a multiplier, which it should be on, right? It should be a 2x multiplier, so you should be able to see 80 feet dim. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. I think so.
Oh, it's the dead cactus dude.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
I might add dark vision as well.
Just in case he has to go somewhere different.
Okay, fine, let's do it. 60 feet. Oh no, you don't have dark vision. I'm sorry. You have shit. Okay, so now all of you should be able to see from the half-elf's light, which if I move him around, you can see a little bubble forming around him.
Mm-hmm.
And you should also all have your own sight.
Yeah, the multiplier is still on, though, so I'm able to see like 130.
Yeah, that's perfect. You also have low light vision, so I'm okay with that. You're a cat.
All right.
Okay, so you guys following the trail, get over here, and you see the footprints leading in this direction. And can I get a perception check?
Yes, perception. Do.
Ooh, that is a good one.
19.
Archelios and Eclipse. It's Eclipse, right?
Yep.
I was going to call your character River, but, you know, Eclipse works.
Yeah.
That's just going to be hilarious because I'm in another campaign I'm playing in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, it's a Mass Effect campaign, and one of the players is a Krogan by the name of Eclipse.
Okay. Well,
so that'll be...
No matter what I do, I'm...
You got copies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Archelios and Eclipse, you actually hear a soft sound. Well, it's soft because of distance, but a soft sound that sounds like almost like a baby crying or something like that. It's also coming from the direction the footprints are leading in.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it sounded like what Chaiti just did. Like that.
It sounded like goats.
Yes. Well, I think...
Hadron is going to be so happy with me.
Well, let's go and figure this out.
Do all not right. Throw this
so
one.
So just kind of keep going.
Yeah, I'm just following the same trail.
Okay, fantastic. I can say you guys stick together, yep.
Yeah.
And at this point, you can... Stop. Hang on. At this point, you can... You can definitely see by the light ahead of you that there's a rather thick cactus patch. So thick, in fact, that the light doesn't penetrate all the way to the other side. You can probably see a light blocker here.
How high is this area here?
Little rock over here, 30 feet maybe, all in all, at the tallest point. It's not flat at the top, but...
Okay, I'd like to climb it and get a better look down there.
Absolutely, go for it. So, well, before you move yourself up, can I get you to roll an athletics check with disadvantage? And I'll tell you why on the disadvantage. As you approach this rock, you get a strange feeling. Oh, nice. Disadvantage really screwed you there.
Yeah.
As you approach this rock, you get a strange feeling of, like, a sinking feeling in your stomach and, as you get closer and closer, like, a feeling of dread washes over you, like something horrible is about to happen. And nothing horrible does happen, because as you approach, you just can't find any handholds even. You don't even get, like, 2 feet off the ground. But the feeling of dread remains, and you're like, what the hell? I'm usually better at climbing than this.
Yeah. Is there anything, if I look up, can I see anything that I could try to anchor a rope to if I toss it up?
Give me a perception if you're looking up there. Yes. With disadvantage. No, that's correct, yes. Actually. Perception is also with disadvantage. However, that is still an 18.
Yeah.
Is the disadvantage with low light?
The disadvantage is because of an unspecified reason. With an 18, so with an 18, you're looking around for anchors for your rope, and as you're looking near the top, it's something you could like throw your rope to and maybe tie it around or use as like a pulley of
lasso.
Sorts. Yeah, exactly. You think you maybe just spot some like a head poke out, and you only see it because of two eyes that sort of like a cat's just like shine in the darkness, and then immediately poke back. And the head was very small, like I said, about dog sized.
Hello?
No response.
We don't mean you harm.
No response.
Who are you talking to?
A friend, hopefully.
You hear another bleeding goat cry from somewhere inside the cactus patch at this point, louder. Now that you've called out and it can hear you, it starts to bleat loudly.
I pull out a ration from my pack and hey, I have food. Come down. No? Okay. All right. I will... Did I find anything I could anchor my rope to?
Yeah, I'll also say you found a way that you could secure a rope to this rock.
Okay. I'd like to throw my rope up to anchor and then climb via the rope.
Okay. I'll just have you make a dex check to anchor the rope.
Okay. At a disadvantage?
At disadvantage. You're pretty good at those dex checks. Oh my.
Still a 16.
Isn't disadvantage a fun mechanic? Wait, yeah, but that's going to be a check, not a save. So two less, 14.
Okay.
But, because you don't add your proficiency bonus to checks. But, you sort of managed to throw, after a couple tries, you managed to throw the rope up and get it to loop over something where it won't fall off, and then you let the other end slide down, and then you've got both ends now.
Okay. I pull out my spear in one hand, just in case, and then ascend using the rope.
Okay. As you get about 20 feet up of this 30-foot rock, you see that head poke out again. And now that you're closer, you see that it is an ugly creature. It looks something like this. It's like if the world's ugliest lapdog had learned to walk on two legs. And it is roughly about that size as well. Maybe like a foot and a half tall at the most.
Okay.
It's holding a dagger that's like way too big for it, and it stabs at the rope with both hands and tries to cut the rope that you're climbing with.
Oi, stop.
All right,
how far away from it am I?
You've made 20 feet of the 30-foot climb. All of you see this going on as well. You don't see probably the creature, you're a little far for that, but you see him talking to something or calling out to something.
Archelaus will kind of go up and be like, oh, what are you...
So yeah, it stabs the rope and apparently doesn't have enough power to cut this rope in one swing, and then begins to bring the dagger down again and again.
All right, so I try to climb as fast as I can.
Okay, let's...
Is this where the trail was kind of leading to?
This is where the trail was leading, yes. It was actually not leading to this rock, it was mostly leading past the rock into the cactus patch.
No, then I'd be trying to push into the cactus patch.
Okay, go for it. You can move your token, right? Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna. Can I run to the base of the rope he was climbing at, just like to be ready in case
to spot him?
In case he falls. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have you roll a dex. I guess it'd be. You can choose athletics or acrobatics, one of the two, to try to scramble up this rope before it is severed at the top.
Disadvantage.
Ooh, good roll.
18.
So you manage to make your way up there, and you actually see the rope sort of fraying as threads are severed, and right as it severs, you grab your hand and grab the rock as two halves of the rope fall down.
Okay. So with my other hand, I guess my other hand has a spear. So now I have to decide whether to stab this creature or not. So what does the creature do? Does it look like it's about to stab me?
It looks like it's about to stab you. It looks like very angry for no reason whatsoever. You're not sure why.
Okay. I would like to try to stab it and pull it off.
I think that is going to be a roll for initiative.
Roll for initiative. All right.
Everybody, let's roll some initiatives here.
Initiative 16.
Let's get our battle music going again. Okay. I'm also rolling initiative.
I hate how it sometimes does not add people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta actually add you to the thing. One.
It did that to you too, Jeff.
Two. I think you should be able to put on your own initiative now.
No. I think I have to... Oh, no. You have to do it.
No, I think if you type and then hit enter, you can do it, right?
I don't think our...
What? Oh, here we go. Yeah, no. Now I can.
Yeah, if you type on the number, yeah.
It's weird. If two people try to do it at once, it only works for one.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Wait, no, it doesn't make sense. That's the opposite of making sense. Yes,
that's what we call a bug.
Excuse you, I believe the technical term is feature.
It's feature, you're right.
Unintended.
I'm a game designer, I know what I'm talking about.
I'm just looking for my initiative mod. Oh, I know what it is.
I have to delve back into the freaking world of JavaScript.
Oof. Oh, I'm sorry. Can all of you roll initiatives with disadvantage?
Is that a thing?
Yes. You roll again. All d20 rolls for you at the moment, for some strange reason, are a disadvantage.
15. So, oh, man.
So if you rolled lower, then type in your new lower initiative.
Oh, no. I got one lower. That's good. That's great.
Just a few turns later.
You can.
You can have disadvantage on...
Can initiative. Now.
Yeah.
And now... Archelios, you still managed to get the drop on the situation as the cat lady and the ugly dog creature at the top of the cliff appear to be about to start fighting.
Okay, well, I think my first reaction would be to have a minor freak out. Okay, I'm good. And now I'm going to say, what the heck are you, you ugly fucking creature? And I am going to cast... where is my spells? I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery.
Ah, fantastic. Are you in range? 60 feet? You are in range. Absolutely. Give me a... I get a save against that, right?
Yep. So DC it's...
14 DC 14 Wisdom.
DC 14 Wisdom save, and if...
And I yell back, I'm a tabaxi, you already know that!
I'm not talking to you! It must succeed on Wisdom saving throw, and if it fails, it takes 1d4, so 2 damage, and have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Okay.
If it fails, a DC 14.
It failed a DC 14 by 1.
Yay, it takes 2.
It takes 2, and you said I have disadvantage?
On your next attack roll, yes.
Hmm. And to be clear, you guys can see the health bars of these creatures, right?
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. I can't click on it. I can just see how many.
That's the goal.
Oh, it's already at half health?
Yeah,
oh,
it took,
they took two.
Two damage. Yeah, the goal is to let you see the health bars so that you can roughly see how wounded something is without actually telling you, like, the hit point total.
Right.
Makes sense.
Okay, yeah, so I'll give it an icon to show that it has disadvantage. There we go.
Yeah.
Would you like to move anywhere?
I'm going to move here. Wait, what's my movement?
By the way, I forgot to mention this before the game, but if you'll notice, we're using old school diagonals where every Pathfinder diagonals. So every second diagonal is 10. But the ruler measures that for you, so.
That's how my system works, so I'm pretty accustomed to it. So that's 5, 15, 25.
You can just use the ruler tool as well. It'll measure things.
Yeah, properly. No, I just want to kind of move to get a better point, because I'm also going to take out, I'm using my item action to take out a short crossbow, or my hand crossbow.
Okay, you can do that.
Just so I can get a couple clinks off when I'm done. But Vicious Mockery, I believe, is just a standard action, so I can't do anything else.
Okay, Eclipse.
I will use my movement to scramble up to the top.
Okay, I will.
The rock.
Yeah, I'll ask you. I'll ask for another Dex Acrobatics or Strength Athletics for you from that, just to get that last climb with disadvantage. That's
17.
Enough. That is enough. Okay. You are a very nimble cat. Oh, hey, don't you have a climb speed? I just remembered that I think this whole thing would not have happened because you actually have a climb speed. But that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't list it on my sheet, but I'm assuming there is. I think it's probably like half movement or something like that.
I think it's a backseat. Feline agility.
Doesn't list anything.
Maybe I read.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. You're right.
So in that case, you wouldn't have needed to roll, but that's okay. Scramble up using your climbing claws, no problem.
Yeah. Double your... No, it's cat's claws.
That will provoke an attack of opportunity from it. But
well,
it has,
I haven't moved with... Oh, I guess... No, I haven't moved.
No, you're right. You haven't moved out of its range. You're right. I'm using old AR rules.
So I kind of scramble around it, and then I will... yeah, I will stab and just try to push it off of the...
Fantastic. With a spear?
Yep.
Go for it.
This is at disadvantage still?
At disadvantage. Yep. That is a very good roll. But not a crit because of disadvantage. Still, you hit it and 8 piercing damage. You just impale it through the chest.
Okay.
It dead?
It appears to be dead.
Whew. I have a kebab. So I kind of glance around and see if there's any other threats up here.
Make me a perception if you're glancing around.
Am I still at disadvantage?
You are in fact not. As this creature dies, the strange feeling of sinking dread in your stomach kind of fades. And
okay, so 12,
which means you you don't particularly see anything. You don't see any more creatures up here or nearby. And the cactus patch is a little too dense to see through. But you just still hear the bleeding goat cry from the other side, and it seems to be getting louder.
Okay. All right. I will not use my bonus action. I will pause up here.
Pause.
Bad.
Boar.
Boar is cannot hardly see anything from where he is, so I guess can I move closer to is it Achilles first?
You can move as you wish. Yeah, you have 30 feet of movement on your turn.
And what would you say which each block was if I just move straight left?
So if you go to the... What I recommend is if you go to the left, the top left, there's like a tool selection. You can just use the ruler tool to measure out movement.
Okay. Neat. All right. So I'm going to go, I guess, 20 feet to stand next to, like...
And you can see the light from Archelios, right? And it should be 20 and 40 for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's why I'm trying to kind of get in the center of that so I can kind of see. Doesn't seem to be anything hostile in the area.
You see a tiny little ugly dog gremlin dangling from the spear of Eclipse up top, but that seems to be the only enemy within sight.
Right, I'm just going to yell out, did you kill this dog? and then just, I guess that's it. Just stand there.
Okay. You end your turn. For the next turn, nothing happens. Sevis.
So the cactus is in front of me. Does it look like I just kind of put up my shield and kind of wade through him? Or is this like some crazy kind of cactus?
It's pretty thick. What kind of armor are you wearing?
Chain.
Chain, and you've got a shield. You will need to make a roll, but I'll give you advantage on it because you're rather armored. But of course, you're not armored head to toe.
My set priest vestments on over my chain.
Okay, cool.
So what do you want? What do you want me to roll?
I'm just looking that up right now. Yeah, it's going to be a dex acrobatics if you wish to sort of wiggle through this cactus patch without anything stabbing you, with disadvantage.
Okay. But he's got advantage, so wouldn't that be a...
Wait, he's got advantage from what?
Didn't you say he had advantage?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, okay, that'll cancel out.
So it'd be a straight roll, right?
It'd be a straight roll. Good call.
Alright.
Dex acrobatics.
Nine!
Seven. Oh, man. You are going to get stabbed by cactuses as you move through this patch.
Good.
You're going to take a point of damage for every 5 feet traveled through this.
Okay.
So you can choose to stop early as you feel the pain, but you tell me how much you're going.
So I guess I'd go probably at least 15 feet.
Okay, I will get rid of the light blocker then.
What do you see?
And what you see is a goat, and possibly other things, or only perception as you're going through this cactus patch. You take 3 points of damage getting to here. Perception 9, you see and hear the goat in front of you and it's bleeding. When I say bleeding, I mean like not blood, but you know what I mean.
Bleating.
Bleating, yes. okay. That's all you see. It seems to be very frightened.
Yeah, then I would just, I guess, step more towards the goat if I can.
Okay, you can step through and you don't take damage for that square. And the goat, now that you're this close, you'll see that it's tied up by a rope around its neck, and it's tied to a rock here. And it's standing right on top of a cliff, and the cliff is about a 20-foot fall onto a giant cactus at the bottom. And the goat doesn't seem to be in great shape either, as you can see by its health bar. It's been cut a couple times, and it's been stabbed. There's a bunch of cactus needles poking out of it. Doesn't look in great shape.
Okay. I guess for my action, I'd like to lay on hands myself for a little bit.
Okay. Go for it.
So I'm going to use two of my remaining four. Put my health back up to 9.
All right. So that is your turn, Archelios.
I am going to, let's see, move that so I can access that.
That would not end well.
I guess I'm just going to kind of come over here. See if there's anything I can do. Can I see the goat now, or? No, probably not.
Seeing through the cactus patch, it's a little thick. You saw Sivis run in there, and he's out of sight. You hear him clanking around on the other side.
I'll just shout, what did you find over there?
Das goat.
Huh. All right, try and get it out.
Do I see a path or walkway that's not going through the cactus over here?
They're not very much in, no. You think this goat was probably led in here through the cactus patch.
Oh, how rude.
How high does this wall appear to be?
The cliff at the back of the patch?
Yeah.
It's between a 20-30 foot drop.
Oh, and you said, okay, that goes... Okay, this is down.
It's down,
here.
Yes, it's down.
Okay.
That's not optimal.
Nope.
I can't see shit.
Nope.
Unfortunately not.
Pretty much.
That's why you should have carried the torch. So.
I know, I should have thought about that.
Alright, anything else, Archelius?
No, I don't really... actually, I will prepare an attack action with the crossbow if anything kind of steps out.
Okay, gotcha. You're ready.
Yep.
Eclipse.
All right, so I'm at the top of the mound, and I look at the cactuses, and I'm like, I can make this. I can make this.
Oof.
And I back up, and I'm about to jump. I'm like, no, I can't make this.
Oh, okay.
And I stop. And, all right, so I scan from my height. I just get to the very tip top. I'm guessing this is the top of it?
Yeah, you are at the top of the rock. You're about 30 feet up. You can look over most of the cactuses. Given their position, you can't see all of these, but you will make out that there is a serpent, okay, Yuan-T and a goat over there.
Okay.
You can also make a perception. You can also make a perception. Oh.
No.
No disadvantage, but you rolled a nat 1, so...
Yeah.
Plus 6 to a 7. Jeez.
Still a nat 1. It's still a 7.
Yeah.
That's all you see.
Yep. Okay. So it looks to me like this is kind of the lightest area.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will. I'm pretty sure that I'd be able to jump off without taking too much damage.
Don't you have like a cat thing that? No.
I don't think it does like lessens damage from jumping, but
well, it should.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like a dex thing.
It does in my
game. So because you have a climb speed, you can just climb down pretty quickly, like at your speed.
Okay.
So you could do that if you want.
All right, so I've taken 5 feet of movement so far. So my total movement, I'll use feline agility to take me to 60.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to get to here without going through the cactuses. No problem.
With a double move, you can get... With the double move, you have 120 feet, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if you dash is what it's actually called. But
right.
Double move. If you dash, you can get 120 feet, which means you can step here, descend, that's 35 feet. And, I mean, getting to here, you still have, like, 50 feet of movement left over or something like that.
Okay. I will try to, like, get my way through right here, so that means I won't have to get through too much cactus.
Sneak around. Okay. Give me a dex acro with this advantage. That is good enough. You nimbly, with almost cat-like agility. Wow. Weave your way through the cactuses without any of them stabbing you.
Okay. So that would take me.
Yeah, with your fast.
I'm imagining that'd be rough terrain. Rough terrain. So that'd be another 10. Let's see, that'd be 75, 85. Yeah, I'd have enough to get to the goat.
Yeah, you have enough.
Right. I am at the goat.
Running on all fours, Eclipse. Oh, you're on the goat. I'm going to move you off the goat just so you're not sharing a square.
Okay.
Yeah, you can reach the goat as Sivis, as you see Eclipse running in from the side. No cactus thorns in her. She did a much better job. And boar.
All right, so I want to try and move again next to... Is it Achilles?
Archelius, yeah.
Archelius, okay. What's that? That's 10. And then from there is 25 to move next to him. Can I take the torch from him at this point?
I'm not holding a torch. I'm holding...
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, I'm just going to tell him. I cannot see. It's too dark. You must stay near me.
I will try.
And then I'm just gonna. I think I have like 5 feet left,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to move a tiny bit this way.
Okay. If you want, you could take your action to dash and get another move. So.
Like a full.
Yep.
Amount full of movement.
Yep. When you dash, you just
really know where to go.
You can hear that everything's happening in this direction, even if you can't see it.
Hmm.
Dare you go through the prickly vines?
Bull rush through the cactus.
Did you just say boar rush?
bull rush.
Good too. I said bull, but that's very good.
Do you have rage? Do you have rage at level one?
Yeah, I think that's just like a class that can get, right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
That would have your piercing damage.
But that I had to take my action to dash through. Rage doesn't take an action, does it?
Rage is a bonus action?
Rage is, I think it's like free or something. Yeah, free or bonus.
Is it a free action? It's
just something you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the free or bonus. So either way, you got it. You good.
It's a free bonus.
Right. Sure, let's do that.
Now you're getting really angry.
I'm tired of not doing anything.
Fantastic.
Just rage and just run 30 feet northwest, I guess. How far does it take me?
He's right, the cactus would be difficult terrain, which means you would get 15 feet in, and you would take, you would take 1 point of damage because of your rage reducing it. So, it'd be three, but reduced to one by having.
What is it? Alright, wait. Just do that on the character
damage resistances, you always round up.
Do you?
No, you round down.
I think you round down.
Yeah, it's always round down.
It's to stop you from taking one damage and then actually rounding to zero so that a town folk with a lucky punch can hurt somebody.
Okay, I'll trust you on that. I'll say you take two damage then.
Okay.
I've just always used to...
Whose side are you on, Jeff?
It's the side of the rules.
Exactly. Side of fairness.
Okay.
Okay, that is Boris' turn as he's charging through the cactus. Before Sivis's turn.
Is he like breaking cactuses as he goes, so he's making a path for us?
Yeah, you know, I would say that a 300-pound Goliath tearing through a cactus field is gonna break a couple of cactuses on the way.
While enraged.
Who puts a garden in the middle of the desert?
Just like casually punching the cactuses.
What they say, you can't save a goat without breaking a few cacti.
That's true. That is exactly what
just like
everyone
my grandma
says.
Used to say.
Yep, that's a saying.
The old saying.
While making spaghetti dinners. Well, you can't save a goat without breaking a few cacti.
So, on
that's a bad.
On the initiative count of four, creatures that you had not seen because they are small and good at hiding, step out of where they were hiding beneath the cacti, and they will advance. I guess I will give this one an acrobatics because it's inside the cactus patch. Or its acrobatics is pretty decent. And it does not suffer disadvantage. That's good enough for it to get to you without being stabbed. So two more of these little dog-like gremlins poke out. And then attempt to stab you with daggers.
How dare they, first of all?
I agree. Frankly.
Hmm.
So that's going to be plus threes for both of them. Here's a plus three against Eclipse. 18? No, right?
Does not hit.
Yep, absurd.
So I just dodged my leg out of the way. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And an 18, or sorry, and a roll against Sivis is also an 18.
18 does hit me.
18 does hit. Good thing I rolled well. The good news is you take 1 point of damage. I don't even need to roll. You just take one. As it gets this little dagger into an unarmored part of like your Achilles heel. I don't know.
Shank.
And Sivis.
I'm going to try and introduce this closest one to me to.
I've got you turned up to like 180% and you're very quiet.
Yeah, you're very muffled.
Oh god.
Are we at disadvantage now?
You are at disadvantage on that attack roll, yes. So just roll it again.
Oh.
Oof.
Oh.
So not a crit.
Rip.
22 still hits.
Why did the... Oh, I see. The second one rolled crit damage. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, question. Do I have line of sight on one? Because I did have that ready to attack action.
Through this much cactus, no, you don't have line of sight.
Okay.
The line of sight, unfortunately, stops, like, about here.
I'm working on it.
Right. Because he's not fully through yet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Fair play.
You hit him with the... you strike the little creature with a warhammer for 5 points of damage, and you almost knock its brains out of its skull. It is so close to dead.
Anybody just hear, yep.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to move?
Hey, can I try and shove it with my shield for my bonus action?
I didn't know you could do that, but go ahead.
Well, so it normally takes the shield master feat. So, never mind.
Oh, okay, I see. Then no for the meantime. Herculeos. Now it is your
turn. Okay!
You hear fighting in there, even if you don't see it.
Yeah, alright. Well, I'm gonna get right up behind Boar.
Okay, no check required. You're good. Anything else? Did he freeze?
He looks like he's staring very intently.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Yeah, no, I had a little bit of lag. Can you guys hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Yeah, I just lagged a bit.
Anything else? Happening.
Yeah, no, I'm just, keeping ready to actions. If I can see something, I'm going to shoot it, but if not, then I'm just going to...
I would say I would say from here you can just barely have a shot on this one now that you've got a clear line of sight and you're a little closer.
I'm going to shoot his face.
Disadvantage.
Okay. 13?
That does actually hit.
Okay, I'm going to roll some DiMaggio's.
That's not right.
That's definitely not right. Okay, why is that not working?
Did you set up the damage?
I did. It says 1d8 plus...
If you go over to the gear in your character sheet, you can select to always roll damage.
Oh, here we go. Maybe it's that. Okay, let's try this again. Boop. No. Okay. I'll just do 1d6 plus 1.
That's fine. You kill it.
7 damage, max damage.
It is annihilated. It is sent. It is impaled into the dirt with a crossbow bolt and moved about 5 feet.
Good.
And right. Eclipse.
So where was it under equipment? Let's...
16 hit.
Attacking it with disadvantage, you hit.
Alright. 8 points of piercing damage.
8 points of piercing damage will get you a second gremlin impale on your spear. I'm not sure if you ever cleared the first one off, so...
I did. I used my bonus action to flip the spear so both of them go sailing off the cliff.
Alright.
Weird.
There appear to be no more gremlins in the area. However, Boar, I'm not sure if you're going to continue charging in there. Or...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He is raging. Oh, no,
he didn't stop.
Absolutely. So you're going to take another point of damage as you move through the remaining two squares of cacti. And there's now a nice little trampled path.
And I instinctively dodge out of the way as he comes barreling past and grab him by the back so he doesn't go sailing off the cliff.
Yeah, he almost runs into the goat and tackles it off the edge, but not quite.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. You made the path. Very well. Very good.
Yes.
I'm sure that's exactly what you were intending.
No, I just wanted to get to the rockets.
I'm sure that's exactly what you were intending.
Yes.
Yes. So I pat the goat.
Okay. It accepts your pat. It is quite friendly towards humans and seems very scared.
And we start to lead it back through the path very carefully.
Okay. It is tied up, I assume.
Actually, first I will search the gnolls to see if they have anything besides daggers.
Okay. Well, they are not gnolls. They are...
The whatever that
yes,
is.
Yes.
What are they called?
Ugly dog things.
Well, you don't know what they're called.
Dead is what we call them.
Yes.
True.
Actually, I guess I will look at one of them because the other two went sailing off the cliff.
That's true. They were thrown off. In fact, the other one is here with you. Let me give you a description. As if the world's most revolting lapdog has somehow learned to walk on its back legs, this sickly canine creature slinks forward carefully, its filmy white eyes darting this way and that. Clothed in filthy rags, the nasty-looking thing, little thing snarls and yelps as it clutches an oversized dagger with seemingly murderous intent. That is the dead creature that you see before you.
Good doggy.
Not so much. Bad doggy, in fact. Stabby
it's
doggy.
Good doggy now.
True.
It's not moving.
About a foot and a half tall.
Anything besides a dagger on it?
Anything, any sort of treasure? Clothes? Let me see. I don't believe so.
Probably nothing, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a dagger.
Yeah, you will find a shitty dagger that's roughly human size. You think it maybe stole it from a human. It was using it like a longsword.
Okay.
Or just like looks around, is just a little disappointed. You could not leave any for me.
They're down there if you want.
Actually a little more than that. Rifling through its pockets, you also find about like I'll say 11 like singed Harrow cards.
Oh, little bastard. Does he have anything on him that could start a fire?
No. Nothing. He's not carrying flint and steel or anything like that, or tinder for lighting, no.
Okay.
No flask of oil, nothing for lighting a fire intentionally.
A candle in a wooden cart as mentioned before could very well. Okay.
They don't have any like supplies on them, like water, food, or anything like that.
This creature, no, it doesn't.
But these are definitely the same tarot cards that we saw before.
It's part of the same deck, yeah, you're pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
That's strange.
Well, it seems to me they could have started fire's distraction, took the goat, took tarot cards.
Possibly. It's definitely a lead.
Yes.
But why would it take the tarot card? I suppose. I don't know. It's strange. These creatures don't exactly seem particularly clever. So.
No, it's very well could be. They were rifling through the things and got caught. Knocked over a candle, lit the fire, stole the goat on the way out, and they're in the chaos.
I don't know.
But that still does not explain the tree.
No, it doesn't.
Well, trees simply grow from the ground. What more explaining do you need?
The fire on the tree. Bore the fire on the tree.
Oh, right.
You did see it immediately go out, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Strange.
I don't think this little mongrel could do that.
No.
Otherwise, I would be on fire. I'm pretty sure I could do that, but I'm kidding. I can't do that.
Oh.
Yet. The power of Ra, though, may let me do that soon.
It's strange.
What do you think, Sivis?
If three of these crazy little dog things can get in and out of camp without anyone noticing that they're setting fire or something, I think we have another issue back in camp.
Well, the perceptive on the hunter was too busy being Peeping Tom.
No, his name was Dashki.
Peeping Dashki. My apologies.
Still. Rather strange.
Was there still one of the bodies up top?
One of them, yes. That's where we got the tarot cards.
Flung two of them off.
Yeah, well, they were stuck to my spear. I needed to clean them off somehow.
Just leave it as a kebab. Maybe just like twirl it around.
Yeah.
It's not very monk-like.
No.
for him to define what is monk like. I'll be right back.
Very well.
Yeah, I'm gonna take while we're let's just take a little bit of a break.
Alrighty. If everybody's back, we can pick up where we left off, which is immediately after you defeated some strange gremlin dogs and saved Rombard the goat.
Yay, goat.
So I like to pick up the little dog thing and like carry it back.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to suggest we bring it back with us.
Probably smart. How are you going to get out of this cactus patch?
I think the barbarian took a lot of
damage. We have a pathway.
You're right.
So generously made.
Never mind, the answer is obvious. Through the path that has now been made by the Goliath Express.
By the Goliath-shaped hole through the cacti.
The Goliath train. Has no brakes. Okay.
Well, until you stop taking damage or dealing damage.
True. Yeah, if he gets is it one rage, two rages per day, right?
It's two right two now, yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you make your way back. The cactus patch is much easier to navigate now that there is a wide hole in it.
Believe it or not.
And you are not attacked. The feeling of dread has passed. You are not attacked in any way. And leading the goat out, which is still quite injured, but you can keep it safely away from any cactuses. And lead everybody back to the camp.
Good.
I froze my tea.
Wait. I see a huge aura.
Oh, yeah. I had put that for the dark vision before.
I see.
I will get rid of that.
I got it.
You got it. All right.
So, yeah. The party comes stumbling. Well, not stumbling, but walking back into the camp with a goat in tow and carrying a little dead gremlin.
Don't worry, we took care of it. You're long. No,
and I would have to cut this knife if nobody else did.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, walking into camp, you'll see that people are still milling about. It's still not that late. Probably like 9 p.m. or something along those lines. People are milling about, and Garavel and Dashki look up when you walk back in, and Dashki points and said, "See, I said it was Pagwan Piece."
You didn't tell us that, little bastard.
I said no. I said never mind.
Where is he exactly? Is he just in the camp?
On the outskirts of the camp.
Okay. Can I walk over to him?
Yeah, you can.
Walk over and tell him, you know, I'm sorry for roughing you up. It was not you.
That's what I said. Fine.
Okay.
Don't do it again.
I will do it again if I want to.
What an apology! Best apology.
I just walk back to the
others. He shakes his head.
So I deliver the goat to Hadra and Hadron.
Uh-huh. They are overjoyed to have their goat returned to them, and the man is practically weeping as he wraps his arms around the neck of the goat and pets it and kisses it and says, "Oh, Rombard, I did not think I would see you again. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for returning.
It's a very nice goat.
Yes.
Very it may have been stabbed once or twice.
Yeah. Oh, you're so hurt. And he begins to gently pull out the cactus thorns and, like, wipe the blood off and stuff like that.
Am I just covered in cactus thorns?
More or less, yeah.
Like a porcupine?
You barged through 30 feet of thick cactus with no regard for avoiding them. So, yeah.
Yep.
You're like a cat that found a porcupine, yeah. Or a dog.
A big
cat. Ah. As pain.
Mm-hmm.
I will start. You have a little, right?
Where?
Do you have some more? Oh. Dunk. Okay, this will take a bit.
So while they're having fun, I'm gonna go find Alma and Garavel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'll join him.
Okay. Like I said, Garavel was back at the camp, and he saw you walk in, and indicating that you wish to see Alma as well, he will lead you to her wagon. As he approaches, the guards like part way for him, and well, I was gonna say he knocks, but it's silk and beaten curtains, so he parts the curtains and he says, "Alma." You hear her call out from inside. "Yes, Garavel. They have returned." Keep points for you to enter the wagon if you wish, Sivis.
Okay. Yeah, I'll walk in there, and I'll. You're I guess holding, I'll. I'm gonna drop the thing outside of her little wagon because I don't want to get it on. I assume the silk rug or whatever she has in there.
Probably it's covered in blood and ugly and hideous.
And so I'll just drop it outside and talk to her. Looks like you guys had one or more of these things attack. Doesn't look like potentially that it was somebody inside of your caravan which caused the fire. Though you may want to seriously consider not paying these people if you're paying them to be a lookout.
So, okay, you'll show her the gremlin corpse, right, mm-hmm. and lead her outside, and she sees that and says, "Wait, are you saying that several of these came into our camp?"
Potentially.
That's what it seems like. They had some tarot card. I assume that we would have been shown the tarot cards.
I'm not ruling out that somebody in the caravan didn't help them or turn a blind eye for their attack.
And how did you find these creatures?
Followed the stench?
We followed a trail. Didn't you use some paladin magic?
Yeah, I just followed their stench. Paladins can smell out evil.
She nods. Well, and I assume you have slain these creatures then?
Slain four of them. No promises that there's not more.
Well, I suppose that is some revenge for LOS. But did you find a necklace on any of them?
No.
I only searched one of them. You'd have to ask the rest of our party members about that.
We didn't find anything. They were near a cactus patch, and two of them fell into the ravine next to it. It might be on them. It might be worth going back in the morning and checking.
While you were away, I promise I did not know this earlier. I would have given you all the information. While you were away, I was inspecting my wagon, and I realized that something else was stolen as well. Necklace, very important to me. She pulls out a little earring, and it's got a little clear gem on it. It doesn't look like a diamond, it's maybe quartz or something like that.
But, right.
It's kind of like a geometrically cut, I guess it kind of looks like a D8, it's like an octagon, or octahedron. And she says, "Necklace was gems like this, but about 12 of them. It is not very valuable, actually, but it is valuable to me, if you understand. My mother gave it to
sentimental.
Me. Yes, yes, precisely. And if they stole it, then you say they didn't have it.
So Eclipse walks in at this point, having pulled all the thorns out, or the pegs out. Do I remember seeing a necklace on either of them that I impaled?
Very much did not.
Okay.
You're pretty sure they weren't wearing one, that's for sure.
Okay. Yes, I don't think these things are big enough to hide one of those on their person or their pup.
Well, I have already... My first assumption was it was one of these mercenaries or something that took it. I've already had everybody searched. I said I offered 1,000 gold for information about it. No one spoke up. Oh. No one here has it.
Hmm.
Are you suggesting we search its stomach?
Mm.
Garavel? Garavel just sort of nods. Yes, my lady. And he'll drag it a little ways away and pull out like a dagger and cut along the stomach, and a revolting smell hits your nose. And there's definitely no necklace in there. As Garavel seems to be sort of like a gets shit done sort of guy. He's pretty much emotionless as he does this, and just sort of calmly cuts out and with his bare hands digs around in the stomach, and like, there's like a bunch of insects and like not
undigested. Wait, of the goat?
No, is the goat we just rescued?
No, the goat didn't eat it. He was doing this to the gremlin.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I was like, wait a minute.
He suggested that the goat ate it.
Oh.
He takes the goat from the.
They're
from
still
the family.
Happy to have.
He
oh, man, the goat, man. And they just rip it away.
Shoves them aside.
We're looking for a necklace.
Well,
and they're just screaming.
I misunderstood, which means the NPC is also
fine.
Misunderstood.
That's
fine. So we're just watching as he takes. Okay, yeah. maybe dog eat it, but no,
this is the more acceptable outcome.
Yes,
he searches like.
Don't say anything about the goat.
Hey, how far away is the cactus patch?
It's a short walk. It's a couple hundred feet.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over there and go get the other gremlins.
Okay, you can walk around, no problem, and go find the other bodies, which are didn't get damaged that badly by the fall.
The missing portion of their middle
mm-hmm.
thing, spear through it, hurt a lot more.
If you wish to search through their stomachs, they already have a hole through them, so it's going to be easier. It's like pre-sliced ham.
Ah, yes.
I'll pick up one of their daggers as well.
Okay. Yeah, you can drag the entire... They're very light. They're dog-sized. You can drag the entire things back, probably both of them by yourself.
Yeah, I'll bring back to camp and throw them both down in front of the guy.
You're going back on this trail now. Is it a perception or investigation to look for tracks?
Investigation, I would say.
Either be investigation, nature, or survival, depending on.
Okay, roll roll me one of those, Civis. Investigation, nature, or survival, to see if you spot something. That's a very solid roll. Your investigation bonus is the same, so I'll say that's more applicable. So as you're walking back on the trail this time, sort of more with less distractions, last time you were following the strange scent, and this time you're looking around you more, you see that actually about halfway between the camp and the cactus patch, the one set of footprints breaks off and goes right, and it is not the paws, it is the human-looking set.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to go grab the gremlins and then come back to that path and follow that path.
Alone?
Yeah.
Okay. You can follow this path. Let me shoot you back on this map.
Not alone. I have two gremlins with
me. True. And you wear them like puppets on each hand, and you're like, hi.
Oh, that's good.
Hi, Civis. What are we doing today?
So the path leads you. Let me draw it on this map just to give you an idea. So the little gremlin's path was something like this, and it led into the. Whoops. Oh god. Horrible things just happened. Okay, so the little gremlin's path was like this, and it led into the cactus patch. It's this red line.
Yep.
The other trail breaks off just before the cactus patch and goes like here and starts to go around. I will just get rid of the dynamic lighting just to show you guys where the trail is going. Either way, you'll see it probably the next day in the light.
Yeah.
It breaks off, circles around, goes around these cliffs, and just starts heading in almost like a perfectly straight line in this direction. And it is human footprints.
Okay.
And if you follow the trail for a bit, it just keeps going and going, and you don't see anyone.
Okay. So honestly, I'd probably pick up the gremlins and then probably follow that path for half an hour. If it doesn't hit anywhere, then...
Sivis is gone for the next hour, and half an hour of following, like I said, it's almost a directly straight line, like a compass bearing. It's heading, like, north-northeast. No, sorry, north-northwest.
Okay.
Okay. After an hour, I think Archelaus is going to be, all right, we should probably follow him. That, yeah.
Just as you are worried about him going missing, he returns and you meet somewhere on this trail here.
Yep.
So we started off on the path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you find? You were gone a while.
Footprints. And these two little guys.
Oh.
So I believe we have another trail to follow if...
Yes, we had noticed that before and then completely forgot about it.
We should follow it. That might lead us to our missing necklace.
But I'll bring the little gremlin guys back to the guy that cut open the other one's stomach and toss him down.
Caravel will, again, very calmly, sort of just doing what he needs to do, as ordered by Lady Alma, cut them open, search inside them, find nothing. And then drag the bodies somewhere far away and just toss them.
And I'll tell them that tell them about the footprints, and see if Alma would like us to follow him.
He nods.
And potentially we can bring back a human for him to check out the stomach contents as well.
Garvel says, "Human footprints, you say?"
Yes.
Okay. Well, all of us
with these creatures.
All of us are accounted for. There were 17 of us and 16 now that Eloas has burned up. So it is not any of us that escaped. It must have been somebody that showed up very discreetly, I must say. Probably while we were distracted with the fire.
Indeed. He might also be the cause of it.
Quite likely. You said, I talked to Dashki for a little bit, and he said that these Pagwampis, they are, that is what he calls these little gremlin dogs. He says they're dumb brute creatures. They're like little ugly brothers of gnolls. They're so ugly and useless, even gnolls don't like to have them around.
Which means they couldn't have done something like this. Yes, this complex.
I agree. I think they are too stupid to organize something like this. I think they were probably just lured here by promise of goat food.
Most likely. Which means these footprints probably belong to the person who's done all this.
Well, should we rest and go in the morning, or should we take off now?
Is it still late at night?
It's middle of the night right now. It's past midnight. It's like 1 a.m. probably.
We should go.
Yeah, too. So we can rest around the campfire.
Yeah.
Yes,
take a long rest.
Yep.
Fantastic. So you guys rest for the night. Everyone settles down to sleep pretty well. Obviously, some of the mercenaries, some of the guards have a guard rotation overnight. But everyone else sleeps. The camel drivers sleep. Garavel actually goes to Alma's wagon. Dashki sleeps outside. Zastaran sleeps in his own wagon. You guys aren't offered any particular wagon to sleep, so you're sleeping outside.
We got a bedroll, so I'm good.
I'll lean against the tree and go to sleep.
All right. Long rest heals you to full, right?
No, we have to use our hit dice.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to use your hit dice? Okay. But you can.
It's
you
only
can...
short rest you do that for the hit dice, right?
Yeah, I thought so too. That's I thought right. a long yeah. rest just healed you.
So long rest generates hit dice, but short rest and long rest, you get to use your hit dice.
Right.
And then long rest generates half your hit dice rounded up for use the next day.
But you'd only have one hit die because you're first level, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you would. You can spend your hit dice to heal. Yep, and boar as well. Can roll a hit die. Oh yeah, so you're full, and then you regenerate that hit die because you sleep, so you're good.
Got it.
Yeah, so you guys rest around the campfire. while you guys were investigating, the burned man was buried a little ways out from camp. The burned wagon remains, but they've sort of tried to clean it up so that they're not next to the site of a horrible, obvious disaster. And you guys sleep. And around 6 a.m. the sun rises, and you will all wake up as people wake up and begin to get ready to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What a lovely morning.
Are we all leaving then? What about your necklace?
Well, if you
if
you go to speak to Alma, there, like everybody, I'm saying, just like the mercenaries and the camel drivers around the camp are getting ready to pack up because they know they'll be leaving. Alma will speak to you, and she'll ask, like, what did you find last night? Because she knows you went out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We found a trail of humanoid prints leading off into the away from the camp.
She swears in a language you don't recognize. And then, of course. So, I suppose you did not find my stolen item then?
No, not specifically, but I have a feeling that going in that direction will tell us where the perpetrator of this tragedy is, as well as where your necklace is my hunch.
So we are at your disposal. You mentioned that you feel safe with the security you have now. If you wish to task us with retaining your necklace, we can do so for a price.
That is precisely the offer I was going to make you. I see you are a business-minded individual as well. I appreciate that.
Indeed, man.
Thinks about it for a little moment. Frankly, this is worth more. This is more gold than the necklace is worth. But for 200 gold a person, I will offer you employment to track it down for me. Our caravan, of course, I cannot have 16 people stop or turn around or make a huge detour for something that is, frankly, of relatively little actual worth. Business must continue. But our caravan will continue heading east to Katapesh. And when you find it, head back and return it to me. And my family, of course, will be very grateful for the assistance you have provided.
Very well.
Okay.
We shall do it.
If you agree to that, she will straight up on the spot give each of you 200 gold.
Okay.
Okay, cool. 200 big ones.
I guess I asked her where she wants us to bring her necklace.
Oh, in Katapesh.
Katapesh is a big city.
Katapesh is a big city. Jeez. Honestly, I haven't thought of this, but she will give you a location, then I will give you more specific details later.
Probably the same
the
place that you met.
Yeah,
her
same,
father.
The same. Oh, she'll give you the name of a contact and a place to meet him, let's say at like a bar or something, and then
sure.
He will tell you where to go from there.
Okay.
If your trinket can be found, we will find it.
Hey,
let's go track a human. Yes,
I appreciate that. You have been you've been very helpful last night. You are. I wish I had hired mercenaries like you in Solku. Yes, I've appreciated everything you've done.
Your father has a keen eye.
That he does. Maybe I judged him too harshly for hiring you. Maybe he saw something in you that was not obvious immediately when I saw you first.
We have that effect on people.
Thank you. Well, anything else? Garavel, help them in any way as they prepare for departure? She says, yes, my lady. By the way, as you're all looking at Garavel now and have been for a little while, can you make me a perception check?
Can indeed. 23.
That's a fucking good perception check, mate.
Thank you.
Moit.
I generally try and...
So actually, everybody but Boar will notice now that it's daylight and you're seeing everybody in better lighting. Garavel's still wearing his head wrappings. However, you notice poking out on the left side of his head, just beneath his, I don't know what to call that, headscarf, is like something metal.
Cowl.
It's like something metal, like roughly on the left side of his temple, and it's just glinting a little bit, like there's something metal attached to his head.
Do we do anything about this?
It is a nice day, yes.
So around his temple, there's something like right here.
On the left side of his head, like there's something poking out right here.
What kind of check can I make to learn a little bit more?
What int skills exist? History, Arcana, Religion, and
Nature.
Nature. This would be a history check.
Boop. Oh wow, that's bad.
That is quite bad. You have
studied as a monk.
Oh my. Well,
natural 20.
Growing up in Katapesh, you have heard of this thing. Maybe you've seen it once or twice. This is what's called a Pactmaster's Favor. It is a magical device that is actually inserted into your skull. And it is quite expensive to make. Not a lot of people get these. The Pactmaster's Favor essentially ensures loyalty. It prevents the person from betraying the person who installed it for them. It literally makes thoughts of betrayal or anything like that impossible. Generally calms the user's emotion to keep them sort of level-headed.
So I give Alma a kind of more, not respectful, but fearful glance, but don't do anything about it.
Yeah, and you know that installing something like this, this is not a thing that, like, this isn't a thing that regular slaves get. It's way too expensive for that. This is reserved for people who are like the captains, and so to ensure their trust that they will never betray you, you have something like this installed.
Yeah.
Indeed. If this is pointed out to me, could I make an Arcana check to see if it's working?
You can also, actually an insight check would be more appropriate, I'd say.
Insight? Okay. Boop, 16.
Insight, 16. Once this is pointed out to you, and sort of this is explained as to how this device works, and you think about how Garibal has been behaving, you definitely very much think that, yes, that this is why he behaves the way
totally
he does.
Functional.
Yep. And this is why he doesn't really show any emotion and just sort of does everything Alma asks.
Very surgically and very, like, not even, like...
Yeah, not questioning.
With subtlety or that sort of thing, it's very much just, like, I am doing exactly as I told. There's not really room for interpretation in actions and that sort of thing. That's what it...
Yeah, it's not what you know, Eclipse, is that it's not, like, a mind-control device. The person still has their free will. It's just that... they can't take any actions of a specific kind that would betray somebody. So they can still choose to do whatever else they want, just that they can't choose to do these other things.
So it's like a...
inhibitor.
Sort of like a... Well, like a mechanical gyas.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
A gyas.
Oh, like a gyas, like the spell?
Yeah, like magical oath, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yep.
Or if we want to go sci-fi, it's like an inhibitor of some kind that, like, yeah.
Restraining bolt. There we go.
Sure. It does kind of look like literally like a bolt coming out of the side of his head.
Like fine.
Half Frankenstein sort of thing.
Good.
Anyway.
So, Alma, before we part ways, I've always been curious about the art of fortune telling. What was the last fortune that, dear old fortune teller that has not been named.
Eloise.
Has told you.
Yeah, I didn't. What was I didn't specifically tell you his name. It's Eloise.
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 Yeah, that dear Eloise told you?
Yes, I will tell you that. She says, well, as I've said before, his readings had grown increasingly grim, and his last reading centered on an auspicious card called the Cyclone. He told me this card portends death by fire and schemes by powerful evil creatures. When I asked him, does this mean like a hurricane or something like that, he said, no, this is no accident. This is, the cyclone indicates that someone or something is making evil plans intentionally.
I'll pull it out of my pouch.
Her eyes grow a little wide. That is the very card. Yes, right there. I remember he placed it at the center of his display and sort of indicated that it was the most important card for this reading and everything would be based around it. Yes. He said that he talked about something called the Legacy of Fire. But he did not elaborate, and I don't know. I don't know what he meant by it, to be honest.
How did the fortune make you feel?
Very uneasy, I must say. I was not in a good mood after that one.
No, I would imagine not. Okay. All right, we will be off and we will find your necklace.
Yeah, she thanks.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
She shakes your hand. She says, I'm very satisfied with the services I have received, and I believe I have paid you fairly for the services that I am asking of you. So,
absolutely.
Hopefully we will see each other again in Katapesh. Best of luck.
We will do our best to complete our end of the bargain.
She nods. Okay. The caravan begins to depart with only a burned wagon at the base of Sultan's Claw to remind anyone of what happened here. And the five wagons now leave, heading east.
Is it dark?
It's a little dark. Just leave the wagon there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After everyone's out of earshot, I suspect Elma may have had a role in this herself.
Really?
The young girl.
Why would you believe that?
Well, you did see the Packmaster's favor, yes? Well, I had described it for you.
Yes,
previously.
Yes. Do you think she had him do it?
He wouldn't be able to say no.
But why would she do that to her own people? Risk a lot.
Risk one?
No, that fire risked many people. If it wasn't for us, they probably could have had a much worse outcome of that.
But a fortune teller may have told her more than she let on.
May have wanted him
dead for it.
You can retroactively make me an insight check, sort of, to look back and think about, like, was Alma telling the truth?
Or definitely doing that.
Clips, you can't
I had a
tell.
Nine!
You can't tell.
Fuck.
Yep. You guys you're really not sure. Could have, maybe she was honest, but suspicion does creep in after what Eclipse has said. Maybe the whole thing was a setup.
Anyone else want to try rolling?
No, I'm trusting.
Or was just kind of not into the conversation about cards and fortunes. He didn't believe in any of that.
Yeah.
Fair.
Well, I guess we got paid to do a job, and we should do it.
Yes.
Yeah, for now, yes.
Even if we are employed by murderer.
Indeed.
Well, let's go.
All right.
Yep. All right. So let's follow that trail.
You guys set off on the trail. Let's toss you on this map back here. Like I said, after just swerving around this little shallow canyon. Now that you're in the daylight, the whole thing looks much less imposing and scary, and you realize it's like, oh, there's like a little rock there and like a short little 15-foot canyon there. You know, yesterday everything seemed so grand and imposing. Not really. Not in the daylight. And The trail heads on a almost perfectly north-northwest sort of direction in a straight line. And eventually the rocky flatland gives way to soft desert, and all trees and rocks disappear, and you are walking amidst sand dunes in that direction. Can I get a perception check from everyone?
You may. Boop. Wow, it's a bit low.
Natural 20.
Natural 20, and just a flat 20.
Unnatural 20.
Sand.
In the desert heat, the rippling of the air makes it hard to see anything at long distances, as sort of the heat makes mirages appear here and there. And Sivis and Eclipse, just for a second, you feel like in the direction you're going on a big sand dune up ahead, you catch just a glimpse of like a figure clad in red. You think it's looking at you, and then it turns around as a sort of like a red cloak spins around it, and then it crests over the hill and descends down.
Well, I think the heat may be getting to me as I'm seeing things out in the distance.
And that is where we're going to end the first session.
Okay.
All right.
It was fun.
That was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.